Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Fox and Parisi Show, the all-new Channel Q, 94.1 HD2. Man, we saved the best for last today.
Woo! Welcome, Board President Brady McGill from Pride.
Hey, welcome to the show, Brady!
Welcome back. We had
happy
you.
To be here again.
We had, he said. Yeah, we had Brady probably like in our first two shows.
Was that your first?
Was it the first?
We were virgins. I think we were virgins.
Wow, he popped our radio cherry.
That's right.
And now we're back because we're so close to Las Vegas Pride, guys. It's like literally about
6 days away.
Ten days away.
I'm not a mathematician, but it's getting like super
from
close.
Air?
We're like on the 29th. So, oh my gosh, you're right. It is 6 days away.
Yeah, 6 days out.
Wow, this is getting crazy.
She's here.
So, thank you for being in the studio. We definitely are looking forward to Pride. I want to know, what goes into planning Pride every year? Like, where do you guys start? What do you do to understand, you know, what the festival is going to be like, what your yearly events are going to look like? How do you guys all do that?
Do
y'all
like
sit around and like powwow drinking wine out of bags of wine with a straw?
This would be a good idea this year, Fran.
So we always try to kind of start from the beginning, and when we get to the end, we stop. So this year is my first year taking over as president. I've been on the board for 10 years. So I did a really, so I had a reason. And
wait, you said you're the president, right?
Yeah.
President.
How come you don't look orange to me?
Maybe not for long.
You're better looking than the other president.
Keep looking. Hopefully someday soon. So we wanted to really involve the community more. So we have quarterly meetings where we include the community. And I really went through like how last year was, how it looked. We all decided what was good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Bad word, marry, kill.
Marry, kill.
And then, you know, we see what we can improve and do better and do repeats. You know, we decided to move the festival this year. So
where are you guys moving to?
Yeah, so for the first time, we're in downtown Las Vegas. We're at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center.
Ooh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah, sick, that's where we had the Bite of Las Vegas for Mix 94.1 in Las Vegas. Yeah.
So, that's on HD1. Like, if you click over, like, you'll find them. But stay here on Channel Q 94.1 HD2 because we're talking to Brady, and he's a president that's not orange. Yeah. And you got this big party coming up. We're like 6 days away right now. But I'm kind of feeling like, what should I wear? Like, if I've never been to Pride before, what would I wear?
Something comfortable. Something you can move in. Something that's breezy. So it is outdoors. So there is seating and shade at the venue.
Oh, he said shade.
Oh. There's going to be plenty of shade.
Do you have a word of the week this week?
Yes. That should be the gay word of the day. We'll explore that more.
We'll explore that more later, though.
Come with something you can move in, dance in, be comfortable in. It's outdoors, you know, for $15 in advance, $20 at the gate, you can have, I think it's 30 hours of entertainment if you come to both days.
Uh-huh.
So Friday and Saturday.
Can you say who you're having for entertainment this year?
Yeah, so we have a really packed lineup, so it's obviously hours and hours of entertainment, so I won't be able to mention everybody, but we have Vassy.
Who's Vassy?
Naya Day. Oh, you're going to have to listen. Vassy sang this song.
She sang a song...
We don't know.
You have to edit that.
You know what? You're gonna have to come see it.
You're just gonna have to come experience it for yourself.
She's all the teeny boppers are bopping to Vassy.
I think she's. Hold on. Let me pull that up real quick.
We're pulling this up. This is the magic of live radio, ladies and gentlemen. Who else is coming to the show?
So we have Bob the Drag Queen.
I love Bob the Drag Queen.
We have Manila Luzon.
Okay.
Oh, she's fabulous.
Caswell.
Mm-hmm.
And Keza.
Keza.
You've got a good lineup.
You've got a really good lineup.
Yeah, it's great.
I like that. What time is the parade popping off this year?
The parade, we have a lot of things going on Friday night, so I'm gonna lead into that. So we have our Downtown Events Center. So
okay.
If you have tickets to the festival, mm-hmm. you can come. There's happy hour. There's drink specials. There's everything starting at 5.
Mm-hmm.
We're open at 5.
5 o'clock.
If you have tickets, you can find a seat. You can hang out. You can stay there all night. There's going to be entertainment. And they're going to be airing the parade on the big screen from the main stage.
Oh, that's, you know, I like that. And so I'm going to tell you why. Because sometimes you'd be standing behind this guy and he'd be like all tall and muscular and you can't see nothing. And you don't want to be like, dude, I need you to move. I can't see.
That's so
cool.
So you
have it all up on the big screen. That's going to be popping.
That's fabulous.
Yeah. And then so you can have your cocktail and have a seat and hang out somewhere nice in the lounge. If you got VIP, there's sponsored cocktails and snacks.
Ooh.
You can have a second story view and watch the parade come by. Mm-hmm. And so the parade will start coming in. We have a parade pre-show. If you don't have tickets or just want to hang out there and be at the parade stage like normal, it's out there. It starts at 7.
Mm. 7 o'clock.
And then at 8, we start the parade.
Great.
And so the parade, you know, the festival area will start filling up more and more. The parade party goes on and on until 1 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, you happen to know
headliners, everything.
So you guys are doing something a little bit different this year. You have the Pride Festival on Friday, which mm-hmm. starts at 5. And then you have the Pride After Dark Festival, which is at 10. So what's the difference? Like, is it 21 and up after 10 or?
Yeah, it's basically curfew. So like, we want to make sure people or, you know, youth, kids, if they're unaccompanied, they need to, you know, head on home. And then we also aren't so family friendly after a certain time. So we make a lot of announcements to make sure that families and kids, you know to
hit mosey the road, on home. Jack.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Come back every year.
Yeah, come back again.
Every year.
And yeah, so in the daytime we have a kids area, but not at night. So stuff that's, you know, kid focused.
I didn't realize that Pride was actually so many things. Yeah. All in one thing. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
There's
that's
so
crazy
many moving
to me.
Parts.
And like you were saying, there's a lot of working parts to this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Community parts. So we have our kids area, we have our adult area. We're having our Pride Pets area back again.
Ooh,
so if you got
I
your
like
pet,
that.
Bring them on down. We have a giant food court. There's over 100 vendors. Our parade has over 150 entries right now already this year.
Wow.
Record.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we have our party, our festival, all the entertainment.
And you guys are doing the same thing on Saturday. You're having Pride Festival starting at noon, right?
Yep.
And then that goes until 8. And then the After Dark Festival starts at 8. For a little bit more of an adult vibe. I heard you guys are having the adult area, which is a returning thing this year.
Yeah, well, I think I'm going to wear like my booty shorts and like maybe a harness, like the one you wore over. I'm putting you on blast right now. When we went to Charlie's, he had a harness on. I was like, ooh, I got to get
just
one of those.
Just a little accessory, you know.
No, I want to get like one in like spandex though. Like,
you need a neoprene.
Like stripper looking, you know?
Neoprene.
This radio thing don't work out.
They're water resistant.
Yeah, coming down. I mean, as long as it's legal, it'll pass. So, yeah,
I think I'm going to be wearing like something very family oriented, and then
you're gonna
like
a
once reveal. 8 p.m. hits, yeah, I'm going to rip it off to my next.
Oh, you're going to do your Clark Kent, like that Superman,
Clark Kent, man.
Got it. Definitely. Don't forget to bring your fan because it's going to be a little warm out there.
We'll have them for sale if you like.
Ooh.
Dirt Squirrel, right? I think we got some fans that are being made and brought in with our royalty.
Who are you know, like Stephen, like. Really, really, really.
Speaking of royalty,
really loves those fans.
Oh yes. Speaking of royalty, I saw that your Mr. Pride posted a photo of a new magazine called FTM.
Yeah, woo! We're so proud of that. So yeah, things growing in the trans community quickly. An article that they had written into our Pride magazine
uh-huh.
picked up and was actually published in that magazine as well.
Oh, great. So is it affiliated with Pride or?
I don't know a lot about it. I saw his post about it the other day and I'm really proud of that. It was the article, you know, the same article. So I don't know. We should definitely reach out to them and figure that out and see if we can help them out more.
I love it because, you know, that's one thing with all these different prides this year. There was a lot of awareness spread. A lot of allies have come out. A lot of people have come out.
Yeah.
And not to mention, this year's Pride is on National Coming Out Day here in Las Vegas.
Yeah. So, being able to switch our date, we were able to get National Coming Out Day for our parade. So it's on the same day.
And I also would like to mention, it's Channel Q's 1-year anniversary.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
All time lies when we are having fun.
Yeah, we're queering the air for a year now. Can you believe it?
No, I can't.
And it's the 50th of Stonewall, so it's been a big year. So yeah, a lot of education.
Needless to say. Yeah, so, you know, that's, it's just like, with all that being said, all the support, all the allies, you know, we still have a long way to go, but there's more awareness shown, you know, more awareness every day, more people supporting every day. It's like, we're not going back. We're only moving forward.
Yeah, fight's not over. Yeah. I mean, seeing that happen and seeing how things are going these days, I mean, young people are getting out and get out to vote, go register to vote.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Come down to Pride. You can register to vote. Come talk to HRC. They'll set you up. Come talk to Nevada Equality. They'll be there. A lot of our representatives will be there at a booth. If you want to come and meet somebody that's running for an office.
Great.
They'll be at Pride.
Is it an election year for you guys?
It's for the board.
Yeah.
Every year is an election year.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So we renew every year. I'm a volunteer. So, you know, if you're interested in getting involved, come on down, shoot me an email. It's brady@lasvegaspride.org.
They do a monthly board meeting.
Give your email again, because I know somebody is in their car. Like, what did he say? Brady, what's your email?
Yeah, Brady, B-R-A-D-Y, @lasvegaspride.org. And also email president@lasvegaspride.org.
Not an orange president, though. No, cute president.
Yes.
Well, cute president.
It's so great, because is there going to be things popping off downtown, but it seems like there's going to be some other events going on, Hamburger Mary's, possibly the Plaza Hotel for a lesbian pool party on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then also Temptation Sundays might be having the closing party. No.
Shout out to J-Dub.
Oh, sorry.
I know our friends at Temptation, they have an unexpected maintenance problem and they had to close for the season. But please visit our website. So lasvegaspride.org. Mm-hmm. On the top line there, you can see events. There's a whole calendar. It has everything.
Great.
And we have our new event. So there's a pool party at Caesars.
Oh, amazing. And, you know, if you want to find out more about Las Vegas Pride, you can go to lasvegaspride.org. You can also go to their Instagram. What's your guys' Instagram and Twitter?
At Vegas Pride.
At Vegas Pride. And I think
Twitter is at Pride Vegas.
Okay.
Pride
yeah.
Vegas.
That's exactly what I remember too. It's really exciting. Once a year, we're closing the year out with Prides, and we're here. We're queer. Get used to it.
That's right.
Hey.
It's the Fox Freezy Show on the all new Channel Q 94.1 HD2. Hey, that's our time. We got to get up out of here. Thank you for listening. Find us on the World Wide Web, www.wearechannelqfoxandfreezy.com as well. Put an extra X in there. Freezy got two. You got one or two. You got two E's,
two E's.
One Z.
Two E's.
Two E's and one Z. You know what that means? Easy.
I'm extra.
Easy Freezy.
Easy breezy. Beautiful Coco girl.
All right.
We love you, Vegas.
Love you. Bye.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.